This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM 7:36 in the morning. I'm Kusu Chuang, joined by Shawit Abdullah and Lynn Mark. Today's poll question on Twitter is, should Formula One return to Malaysia? Tell us yes, no, or I don't care. That's on Twitter. Now, Pinterest and Zoom. Now, let's start with Pinterest, guys. Strong investor interest in fast-growing technology companies. Obviously, not everybody feeling the same reticence about tech as Tim is, because last night, both Pinterest and Zoom have sold in their trading debuts. Shares and Pinterest closed almost higher, almost 30% higher at $24 from the IPO price of $19. It's given Pinterest a market value of $13 billion, equivalent to Macy's and Nordstrom's in total, both bellwether chains.
Zoom's shares as well ended up even higher, so more than 72%. They closed at $62. That gives it a valuation of almost $16 billion as of the close of trading. And now, if we take a look at the both of these companies, Pinterest priced its shares at $19 each, below the price at which it sold its shares to private investors 2 years ago. But Zoom, on the other hand, priced theirs at $36 a share, almost 10 times the price of what some private investors paid.
Yeah, so let's look at what is it that they do. Pinterest generate revenue by selling ads, and one of its backers, Mark Andreessen, which is the Netscape...
Andreessen, yeah,
Andreessen,
that's right.
There you go. Yeah. And while Zoom is selling its video conferencing software to businesses and is backed by, you know, other Sequoia Capital. Now, in terms of numbers, we're looking at Pinterest much more well-known with its 265 million monthly active users. And that includes many things in there, and recipe, vacation photos, and so forth. And Pinterest, they generate sales about $756 million, while Zoom reported a revenue around $330 million.
Yeah, but Zoom is growing faster, right? Sales have increased by 120% between the last two fiscal years, while Pinterest grew 60%. Zoom is also profitable. It recorded $8 million in net income, while Pinterest lost $63 million. So I guess that's why Zoom's market value is a little bit higher than that of Pinterest. I tried to use Pinterest one time.
All right.
a bit complex, you know? A bit...
Not really. Okay, so
maybe it's because I'm Tim's vintage and you are not.
Solid earnings. That's what you go for.
That's right,
solid.
Yeah.
Yes, I think our producer Wang Xiaoning likes to say that she's old fashioned and she likes the companies that she buys into to actually make money. So that is her initial benchmark for investing in any companies at all.
Now, we've got news out of the newswire that Deutsche Bank and talks between Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank have been entering an impasse. It's been 5 weeks of discussions, still no resolution. So as a result, Deutsche is working on an alternative strategy to present to investors should takeover talks with Commerzbank collapse. And this is according to sources who told Bloomberg.
Yeah, and opposition has been mounting to the talk of the merger as labor unions are looking to prevent tens of thousands of job cuts, as well as the fact that political support has waned. Now, this is because analysts came out to say once news of the merger talks went public that the only way Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank would be able to merge was if they instituted massive job cuts across both banks. But the merger is quite significant, and if it happens, it will create Europe's third largest bank by assets behind Britain's HSBC and France's BNP Paribas.
Yeah, that's right. So this merger has been mooted in the first place as a result of both banks having going through a slump. Now, when you fuse two-weak banks, it is expected that you'll forge a stronger one that can be better to withstand, you know, recession as well as financial crisis. So if you look at last year, Deutsche return on equity, a puny 0.4%, was its first positive figure in 4 years. And Commerzbank, they've bettered last year's NMIC, which is about 3% only once since 2011. So it should be noted that the M&A seldom realize the synergy that has been planned, and merging two underperformers don't necessarily make a good company.
Well, that's true. Just 2 weeks don't make a strong, or two wrongs don't make a right. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think what would be a real blow to Germany's confidence, especially at the time when Brexit is happening, is that if no resolution between these two biggest lenders occur, you might see an incursion or some interest from outside of the country. And I think Uni from Italy has been mooted as well to be in the picture. Now, not sure exactly what's going to happen, but it is a foreign interest, even especially from, if it came from, heaven forbid, Asia, that would be an even bigger dent to their pride.
Yes, and of course, there's also the fact to consider that the German government is quite a significant holder in Commerzbank. They have a 15% stake because they bailed it out about a decade ago, and that might be a factor in this as well. They may be looking to offload it, and you know, we've also heard that. That both banks have too many employees, so they're drawing parallels to American as well as better performing European banks. So a much higher revenue per employee than German banks are generating, which may be a problem if job cuts enter the picture.
You see, that's always the picture, right? When you try and merge two huge behemoth financial conglomerates, it's always going to be an issue because each individual lender already owns, already employs tens of thousands of people, and there's always going to be duality of roles. There's always going to be overlap of certain functions and jobs, and you will have. There is no point merging 400 branches, for example, with another 400 branches of another, when you still have you have the same footprint in the same town or province. So there will be branch closures, there will be job cuts, there will be job losses, and that's something you've got to deal with. There is no merger that can happen without those things happening.
Yeah. So when we speak about job cuts, I mean there'll be talks about, you know, what sort of cost saving that they'll go through. So, I mean, analysts are expecting that this merger would generate about 2 billion to 2.5 billion euro annual cost saving opportunities. And at the same time, we're looking at, you know, the merger will probably fuse their clientele as well. And so we're looking at some of them would be expecting to move away. You know, some of the existing customer of Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank would be moving away and looking for other banks so that they're not stuck with just one lender.
Presumably. But to bring it home, I guess, we've had the same issues with Malaysia. In 2015, RHB entered merge talks with CIMB and MBSB. That failed. And then 2 years later, RHB again started to talk with AMB. But after 3 months, those banks failed again. The last successful significant merger, chaps, was 10 years ago, when Hong Leong bought Aeon Bank, and since then it's been relatively quiet in terms of big mergers.
And the question is always, what is the synergy? I mean, with the onset of digital banking, do you really need more bank branches and the extra staff? Will there be a duplication of roles? And is this, I guess, really just economies of scale in the works? Now, early this year, the market was talking of creating Malaysia's super bank by merging Maybank, CIMB, AFIN, AMMB, as well as RHB.
Yeah, so as you mentioned just now, the onset of digital banking, and you know, this is the impact of what technology can do. I mean, it does create more automation, and you will reduce manpower. And we're not just talking about banking here. I mean, we're talking about a lot of other sectors. We'll be looking at reduction of cost through job cuts.
Of course. So we'll be keeping our lens firmly trained on the Deutsche Commerce merger going forward, as well as any developments on the financial services industry in the country. Now, it is now 7:42 in the morning. We're going to be coming back and we're going to be discussing jobs and the paucity of them. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.